Good morning. We is starting the weekend, January 3. Happy New Year to you.
We is starting the weekend?
And to you.
Thank you.
Okay.
We is.
And to you.
Hi, Mary Satoff.
Hello.
With Lubbock Symphony Orchestra.
Happy New Year.
You too.
There
Good morning.
She is. Now, hey, listen, here's the deal. I know we were going to be talking about the Greatness concert coming up in the mid-month, and then also the Beatles at the end of the month.
Mm-hmm.
But I was unaware of the education concert. Mary says, oh, you don't have to talk about that, but it is a huge deal
for
people
deal.
That would consider themselves or their children symphonic ignoramuses. Mm-hmm. Tell us about the education concert.
Well, many people don't realize, or you may not realize, that the Lubbock Symphony Orchestra has a thriving education program, and it's our mission to not only bring great performances to the people of the South Plain, but great educational experiences. And on January 14th, and that's a Tuesday, we will be bringing in over 5,000 fifth graders from around the entire South Plains area, as far away as a 70-mile radius.
Really?
To come and listen to the Lubbock Symphony Orchestra. And we have provided educational materials. Our education director, Alexa Vogelsong, wrote a guidebook, and then we'll be utilizing the music and the repertoire from our concert on the 17th and 18th, but bringing it to the level of the fifth graders, and they just love it.
That's a fabulous idea, because a lot of those little guys are going on into their own school orchestras.
Exactly.
And so that's
or
a great
choir.
Don't let this fool you. They say they bring it down to the level of the fifth grader. Fifth graders today are on a level that we were like at, you know, in high school.
Right.
I mean,
I'm not sure you were ever there.
Well, I'm struggling.
We're trying to get Tom to that fifth grade.
I'm
level.
In perpetual remediation.
He's gonna get there.
I'm at third right now.
Okay.
We're going to get there, guys.
All right. So, and how do people find out about this education?
They need to, they can go to our website, lubbocksymphony.org, or call us at 762-1688.
So is this by invitation only, or can people inquire and, you know, just kind of make
their
own way?
We'd be happy for people to call us. We already have, like I said, lots of reservations. We generally go through the schools, but we also have homeschoolers come. And if you're interested, please give us a call.
So it's even if somebody is not necessarily in homeschool or school or something, and they just want to know and find out?
Absolutely.
Okay, good.
Absolutely.
Good. Awesome. Okay, now coming up on the 17th and 18th, you have the Greatness Concert. Tell us about that.
We will be featuring the works of two of the great composers of the repertoire of Franz Schubert and Richard Wagner. It's really cool, and I was reading about this again last night. But I guess when you're Paul McCartney, you know, you can compose something and sing it to your wife on, there's been several, on Christmas morning. Well, Richard Wagner wrote a piece and had 17 musicians practicing. They said that the trumpet player went out in the middle of the lake so that he wouldn't be heard and wouldn't wake her up. And then she woke up to this beautiful music that was written for her on Christmas Day.
Oh, nice.
That's so romantic.
It is so romantic.
Yeah. Mm. Out in the middle of the lake. Okay, tickets
Well, if you had a child playing trumpet or tuba, they probably should be out in the middle of a playa lake, too. So, and then we've got Mark Morton, who is a double bass player. It's fantastic, has triple degrees from Juilliard, plays all over the world, and just happens to be our principal bass, and he's playing a bass concerto. And I'm telling you, you'll hear the double bass like you've never heard the double bass before. And usually it's just like in jazz, you know, dum, 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 dum. This is...
Wow.
He's all over.
He's all over that fingerboard.
Now, the double bass, is this an instrument with two necks, or...
Well, maybe on New Year's Eve. They call it double bass just because it is so large. And it is the lowest, one of the lowest instruments in the orchestra.
Okay, good.
A deep sound.
Yeah.
All right. So not two necks. It's just so big, bad, and low.
That's right.
All right.
Doubly low.
Yeah. And also, you have the Beatles concert coming up.
Oh my gosh, this is
crazy good.
Oh, this is crazy good. And tickets are going like wildfire. They're on, you can, for both concerts, you can call us, 762-1688, go online, lubbocksymphony.org, or come by our offices, 601 Avenue K. And we're actually going to have First Friday tonight. We're always a part of First Friday,
right?
And we've got jewelry and art, and then we're going to have a little band tonight. So there's always something going on at the symphony. But we, for the 50th anniversary of the Beatles coming over and doing Ed Sullivan, which is in February.
It's been 50 years.
I know. I don't know how time flies. I really don't. I mean, I was a baby. But we've got the best tribute band coming. So, I mean, lights, action, they're playing the whole concert, and then the orchestra is going to be the big backup band to them. And when it, in San Diego, big places, San Diego, Houston, Cleveland, Chicago, they sell out. So you better get your tickets and get your tickets now.
So
it'll be a fun show.
Is this where we're going to hear the orchestra kick in on like Strawberry Fields Forever?
Oh, and the little piccolo trumpet on the... Oh, yeah.
Cool.
I mean, this is the Beatles, like, you know, you've never seen them unless you really did see them live.
Right.
Yeah. We're not going to have the same concessions that we will at the Colorado shows, but just kidding.
Anyway. That's a lot of weed.
Hey, give us some ticket information.
Okay. One of the easiest ways to do it from the comfort of your own mobile device or computer is to go online, lubbocksymphony.org, or call us at 762-1688. But on the website, you can look and see what seats are available. You can choose your own seats, or we'd be happy to help you. There are so many good things happening with the Lubbock Symphony, and it's all because of the generosity of all of you out there that are patrons. Lubbock is such a giving community, and they're... is always something happening.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, this is kind of interesting. You know, a lot of people think that, you know, the maestros and the conductors, you know, are kind of stuffy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Not real people. What are they really
not
like?
Not ours.
Now, let me tell you something about show, okay? I'm sitting here, I'm you know, stopping at the McDonald's in Post, Texas, when I'm on my way back from Louisiana, visiting my son for Christmas. And I'm walking through there, and I see this guy hunkered down over the table, and I see this cat working on a Big Mac in a big way.
Yeah, vegan just didn't take.
Yeah. So anyway, you know, so he was working it over pretty good. So he was there with Gloria, and I walked up, and I was scooting behind her, and I just shh, and I was just going to say, "Ma'am, could you?" And she jumps up, like thinking. Like I scared her. She goes, "Oh, your hair grew back." She hadn't seen me since I was bald, I guess.
Right.
But anyway, yeah, Cho's like a real guy. I mean, you know, he eats fast food just like everybody else.
Well, you know? They live here. They love it here. And it has made such a difference because you can see him at McDonald's. You can see him at United. You can see him at the movies. They're I just can't say enough about this young couple and the enthusiasm that they bring to not only to the symphony, but to everything that they're a part of.
Right. Well, they and the, all of you guys at Lubbock Symphony Orchestra, the way you share your love of music with the community and especially getting children involved, kids, introducing them to that art. It's just, it's wonderful. We appreciate what you do.
Thank you.
All right. There it is. You got the education concert on the 14th, greatness on the 17th and 18th, and the Beatles at the end of the month. Go to Lubbock Symphony Orchestra's website and get your tickets today. By the way, we will have some tickets to give away upcoming to these events, too. So
yeah.
Make sure you're listening
Thank
for that.
Thank you, Miss Mary.
729, good morning.